This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Jaden Daniels and Drake May, when they came out in the draft, were two completely different prospects. Similar in a lot of ways. What people need to keep in mind is that Jaden Daniels played like 6 years of college football. He's going to be 24 very soon. Drake May was always the higher ceiling guy, even though Jaden Daniels last night looked like his ceiling was pretty damn high. But you thought Jaden Daniels had a higher floor. I didn't think he quite had the ceiling. Drake May's ceiling is probably a little bit lesser than Josh Allen. You can't say just because Jaden Daniels is doing this, Drake May's going to do this. Jaden Daniels is more experienced. He's older. Drake May doesn't have very much experience, is a lot younger.
Greg Bedard says, how dare you? How dare you compare Jaden Daniels to Drake May, which I take personally, Keith. We did a lot of that earlier in the week.
We did that for months, actually.
Well, true.
For leading up to months, the draft, there was compared those
quite
two,
a bit of
those
comparing
three,
and
those four.
True.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
So it's the final hour. Jones and Keith, you're on WEEI. We'll get into some of Bedard's comments there. How do you compare contrast, if you dare? Jaden Daniels to Drake May. Kind of sounded like he was a little bit there.
I dare.
Kind of sounded like he poo-pooed and then did.
True.
Yeah.
Man, my head's spinning.
When you really break that down.
Yeah, you kind of did.
But I want to get into the quarterback class and how we feel about it. We have the grab bag coming up about 20 minutes from now here on Jones and Keefe, so stay tuned for it. We also have Arcan and Andy Hart coming your way at 2 o'clock on WEEI Afternoons. We'll see what they have coming up before the hour's out. But when it comes to this rookie quarterback class, Keefe, you know, there were two very interesting classes back-to-back, 2020 and 2021. 2020 was Joe Burrow, it was Herbert, it was Tua, it is now Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts. You could argue you went 5-for-5 in that class.
I think you did. I mean, whether they all, you know, are MVPs or win Super Bowls, if you can't call those guys a success, I don't know who you can.
So that's an all-time great quarterback class.
Yep, very good.
As you said, nobody's broken through them one yet, but all-time great class.
But a couple of those guys have already been
there.
Yeah.
When it comes to 2021, we're all familiar with that here in Boston.
Less of a success.
It was five quarterbacks in the top 15. Lawrence, Wilson, Lance, you had Fields at 11, and then Mac Jones at 15.
Maybe they all suck.
That could be, probably is, just a terrible class.
Yeah.
You know, Trevor Lawrence has lost 8 straight starts, as we talked about. Fields maybe is rehabbing things a little bit. I mean, the Jaguars have 40% of that class.
Going into the year, only one of them was a starter still. Now, Fields became a starter because of Russell Wilson, but like to start the year, only one was named a starter. That was Lawrence. He could get benched if they had a better guy behind him. His backup happens to be also from that class, like you said. But
Yeah, Lance and Wilson are on their way out of the league.
Lance and Wilson are garbage. Mac Jones could follow them right out of the league as well. I think Fields and Lawrence will. I mean, Fields is 3-0. Like, Fields is going to get an opportunity either here or in Pittsburgh or somewhere else. I don't think they're going to give up on Lawrence just yet, but it's teetering. Like, I know they gave him a contract, but it's teetering.
I mean, the coach came out after the game. He's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
He's doing anything he can to save his job. He said everything's on the table, including the quarterback, meaning Lawrence to Mac. If Mac didn't go in and suck at the end of that game, maybe they'd be pulling the trigger soon.
Yeah.
So I only bring up those quarterback classes to ask you this. Based on what we've seen from Caleb Williams, better week statistically last week against the Colts. He still lost to the Indianapolis Colts and Anthony Richardson in that game, who, by the way, I liked, but he's been playing horribly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Richardson, we're 7 starts into his career. He's been a disaster.
But I was going to say, last year, it's funny because the 2020 class, all good. 2021, all bad. 2023,
one. 2022 is just Pickett, right? Yeah,
and that was – so that's also an example of an overreach. Like, he shouldn't have – a lot of them are overdrafted, but that was – like, he shouldn't even have been a first-rounder. Like, that wasn't even close, and it was a bad class, like, all together. So Kenny Pickett was a swing and a miss. But then last year, it kind of splits the difference from the 2020 and the 2021 class, where you have one guy immediately great, one guy immediately sucks, and then you have Richardson, who I think is still up in the air, and he was the most – biggest project out of all of them anyway.
Yeah, well, he's a real test for team feet, which is, I think accuracy is overrated these days in the NFL.
Yeah, we'll see.
He's really...
Ask
he's
Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce.
Really, really, really testing the limits of that. And so I'm not out on Richardson, but it's not been good. I can definitely tell you that.
Nope.
So the reason I bring up 2020 and 2021, this year's class, Caleb Williams, statistically better, but still not great. We all love what we saw out of Jaden Daniels. Your guy, Bo Pix, is out there looking better last week.
Though. Yeah, he did. He's improved.
I mean, legitimately last week looked better than Caleb Williams.
All three of the guys that are starting had their best game in week three. So, and, you know, if you were like, oh, well, they started so poorly. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But they all had their best game,
their third game. All on the upswing.
Right.
3 games in. It's early, Keith.
Yeah.
We can continue to check this here and there. Is this quarterback class closer to 2020, where you were 5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Or is it closer to 2021, where you're 0 for 5?
I think it's closer to 2020. Like, I think this has a chance to be a pretty good class. You know, the two guys I like the least, actually, are the two besides May that aren't playing. And so that's still TBD on Penix and McCarthy. Maybe they're both better than I thought. Maybe they're what I thought or somewhere in between. But so you have those two guys sitting out there that will help add to this conversation next year and the year after that. But for the three that are playing, and then let's throw in Drake May, like, I still think Caleb Williams, I'm not going to give up on him after 3 games. And the third game, like we said, was a little bit better.
Your wife gave up on him before one. I mean, like, she watched one episode of Hard Knocks and she was out.
Not even a full episode of Hard Knocks. She's like, that guy won't be good. Is he supposed to be good? I'm like, yeah, he's supposed to be good. She's like, did you want him on the Patriots? I'm like, yeah, I did. And she's like, well, he's not going to be good. I was like, okay. And maybe she'll be right. I think they're getting Keenan Allen back this week. They all have bad offensive lines, right? Like, all of them do. And so Caleb Williams is getting killed out there. But I also don't subscribe to...
Jaden Daniels getting hit a ton. He got hit on his game-winning touchdown.
But I also don't think 1 year makes a guy. Like, there are some examples. Like, C.J. Stroud was so good and Bryce Young was so bad that after 1 year, you feel pretty confident being like, this guy's going to be pretty good, this guy's going to be pretty bad. But a lot of other times, you need to wait a couple years.
Yeah, Richardson would be an example. If you evaluated Josh Allen after 1 year.
Josh Allen's a great example.
Even after people were complaining about Josh Allen after year two when he got to the playoffs. Yeah. So, like, did you see the turnover he had against the Texans in the playoff game?
So they're not all MVPs in their second year like Lamar and Mahomes and, like, where it's, like, obvious. So sometimes it does take a little bit of time. But, no, I think all the other guys ended up in decent spots outside of Drake May. Like, Drake May is going to be a real test subject with this because he doesn't have anything going for him, meaning around him. Like, he's a good quarterback, I think, but he doesn't have the line, doesn't have the receiver, doesn't have the coordinator. Chicago has at least the receivers. I think Washington has at least the coordinator. Bo Nix has at least the coordinator / play caller. So they all have at least something going for them where I think they're going to have some success in the league. I do. I like this class a lot. We spent a lot of time talking about going into it. I think more of these guys will be good than bad.
Yeah, I know it's been rocky with quarterbacks, and maybe I'm a fool for believing this. I think we're going to have more classes like 2020. I think the further we go along, we're going to have more and more quarterbacks entering the league at a higher level. I think that's the direction of the league. I think that's the trajectory of the league. More offensive guys, more coordinators like Cliff Kingsbury who come from college and understand how to bring these guys along. I think we're going to get more classes like that. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think this class is closer to hitting on, let's say, 2 or 3
yeah.
than they are to going 0-5, like arguably 2021 did. But we'll see. I mean, at the end of 2021, Mac Jones looked like a massive hit. You know, I don't think the jury was totally out on Trevor Lawrence. I think we felt a lot better yeah. about that class.
Fields was hit or miss. Fields had like some games, like the Patriot game. We're like, he's good, right?
Yeah. yeah. Was that his rookie year or was that year 2? Oh,
that might have been year 2. But
you know,
way.
Early on, we felt differently, and we can change. I mean, our opinions can certainly change.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I think this is a strong quarterback class, and we really haven't seen all of it yet. So what do you guys think? You can jump in on the rookie class in the NFL. Drake May's rolling it. 617-779-7937. A lot of Patriots and Niners talk today. Really more big picture talk than specific to the game. We'll, of course, take your thoughts on the game if you want to look ahead to Sunday. But we talked about the Niners. Why haven't they won yet? They're the team a lot of people look to and say that's the model when you're rebuilding. What the Patriots should do. Find the tackle. Find the receiver. Find the running back. Get the defense. Get the coach. That's how you want to build it. They still haven't won. Why? Who would you rather be, the Niners or the Patriots? Feels like the Niners window to me is closed, or closing rather, not slam shut, but closing. So what's the window for the Patriots here in 5 years, in 10 years? How would they compare to a team like the 49ers? I think favorably. Never mind the Ayuk discussion, which we got into. And, you know, if you still want to throw them in, text line all day, 37937, random baseball players. All over the text line.
It's fantastic. And so we're going to do every day, I think, now in grab bag. So a feature within a feature.
Yeah.
Random baseball player of the day.
Get ready for that.
Yep.
Coming your way.
Why not?
Debut of that today.
Uh-huh.
In the grab bag. I will also take your thoughts on the giant flying venomous Joro spiders that don't bother Keefe.
Nope.
Again, 617-779-7937. They're here in Massachusetts, by the way. They're here in the city of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Paul is in Providence. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. I just want to say really quick on the random baseball player, Edgar Martinez, I think would be a good one. But random, right? I know. Getting back to the Patriots, I think they by far have the biggest diamond in the rough in Joe Milton. And I think that they were in a unique situation where they didn't need to win now. I know the fans want them to win now, but they were in a rebuilding stage with a new coach, new everything coming in where – I mean, I don't think Drake May is going to get the fair shake that he needs. I mean, he was a big pick. I understand that. And I want the kid to be great. Don't get me wrong. But when you look at Joe Milton and you look at the athletic potential that that guy has, if you give him a couple of years and surround him with a line and surround him with weapons, I just feel as though that might have been the direction the Patriots should have went in going forward. I'd like to know what you think.
Joe Milton. I'm sorry. I stepped on the end of that there. Joe Milton.
I don't think he's the answer.
That's a no?
I'm a no on Joe. I'm glad. I don't mind drafting two quarterbacks. I don't. I thought that was fine. Like, it's a very important position. Take a couple of stabs at
it.
You never know.
Forget minding it. I like it.
I like it. And then he can chuck it. He had some opportunities in the preseason where he looked a bit overmatched outside of that first game.
So he can definitely chuck it. And
he's
like,
not that good
of a
quarterback.
If you want to tell me Milton has like a bigger arm than Drake May, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he's not great.
Who's the better athlete? He said athlete. Who's
I think
the better
Drake
athlete?
May is.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. Not the better arm, but the better athlete, I think Drake May is. So, yeah, I'm not going to hand the thing over to Joe Milton. I would have played Drake May right out of the chute. Also, Hall of Famers aren't really random. Okay. Isn't Edgar Martinez in the Hall?
Billy, how'd you feel about Edgar Martinez?
Yeah, I just want to throw one out there. Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth?
That's not how the game's played.
The you guy know, was the is it probably can be considered the greatest DH of all time.
Well,
ooh, or David
Big
Ortiz
Poppy might
could
say
be
that.
Considered.
Mm. Actually, maybe third, Otani. It goes Otani, Ortiz,
Edgar. Edgar.
Probably.
Not random enough. That does not meet our threshold for randomness.
Harold Baines? He's in the Hall of Fame. But he was a lot of DH, wasn't he? A lot of DH over there?
Oh, yeah, he was a DH.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah, oh, big time
what
DH.
A bit of DH in.
Veterans committee guy like Lee Smith as we...
Dave Valley. There's your random player from that Mariners team.
Dave Valley. Very good.
Dave Valley?
Yeah.
Ketchup.
I don't even remember that guy.
I might add his autograph. Yeah, it caught a few games. It was before Dan the Man Wilson
Thank
came
you.
In.
Who I was like, who were they? They had a whole tandem. It was Wilson and somebody else. It wasn't who did you just say?
Dave Valley?
Dave Valley.
I don't even remember that.
He caught a lot of games. That was the old Seattle Mariners where it was like a lighter blue.
Yeah.
Remember that lighter blue with the yellow?
I like that. Yeah, for sure.
Then they came in and were like, we're green now. Like, you're green.
I like that too.
The navy and the green?
Yeah, I like both.
I mean, Griffey made any jersey look cool.
That's what I was going to say. I think
they probably
just made
sucked,
it.
Actually.
Griffey actually made it all look
correct.
Cool. That's what it was.
Like, oh, put Griffey in that hat and people will buy it. Like, it's sold.
Hot take alert, 37937. Accuracy is overrated for quarterbacks, Jones. Overrated.
Overrated is what he's saying.
I think in today's NFL, I want playmaking over accuracy. That is how I feel. I do feel that.
Okay. I don't know if all the receivers would agree with you on that when they see the ball fly over their heads, but I get you.
But, you know.
You don't mean it's overrated as in, like, you don't need it rather than, like, you can learn it? Or no? Because, like, Josh Allen wasn't very accurate. Now he is.
It's overrated. That's all. It's just you can have a guy who's super – Mac Jones is super accurate on his completion percentage. He stinks.
Yeah, but I also – completion percentage and accuracy –
two different things. I agree.
This might blow your hair back, but I think they're two different things because you can dink and dunk it the whole time.
No, they're closely linked. I agree. Right. And so maybe that's what I mean. Maybe you're like your short short accuracy to even intermediate accuracy, overrated. Right. Yeah, yeah. But I need you making plays.
Yes.
And so, yeah. No, I felt
like your Anthony Richardson's.
No, Richardson is an example
of
this.
Yeah, I know.
I think Drake May is an example of this.
I don't think anybody
feels Drake May is
a
super accurate guy. And so, that is the model of quarterback that I'm a fan of.
He was in the high 60s for completion percentage in college. Just not
right.
bad.
May?
Yeah,
May was. He was like 66% his sophomore year, 64%.
Besides the dude that quit UNLV, everybody's in the high 60s in college. They are. Like, they just, all the college offers.
Yeah, oddly enough, that might be my kind of quarterback.
Kind of true.
I think Mac Jones led the country, maybe in NCAA record.
Bo Nix said it. Did he set it? I think he might have broken it last year.
That's an example of completion percentage and accuracy overrated. Bo picks. Yeah.
And when everything's at or behind the line of scrimmage, you tend to complete those passes. Yeah.
Did what the coach asked him to do. Did a great job of it. That's all I'm going to say.
We play the teams that are on your schedule.
And what drives me up a wall and back was like, every pass was 1 yard. It's like, it wasn't 1 yard.
Yeah, some of them were two.
No.
They were like three.
Yes.
Or negative 1 yard.
Listen.
Yeah, don't forget the ones behind the line of scrimmage.
But if you throw from one hash to the other number, it might be a 0 yard throw, but you're still chucking it like 30 yards.
Yeah, but the defense.
You got to put a little hair on it, too.
Yeah, but the defense is all 5 and 10 yards away.
Yeah, I saw him try to make a 35 yard pass last year.
Yeah, it's more than a yard. That's how you measure throws now?
No, but everybody's like, he only threw it 1 yard. I'm like, that sounds like he's literally just pushing it like this. Like, here you go. Hey, you want one? It's not like that.
Yeah.
No, he was stepping into it.
Frozen ropes.
He was. He was
stepping into yard behind line scrimmage. Yeah.
Bo Nix, you try to catch a Bo Nix pass, break your fingers.
Well, I'd break my fingers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I
you specifically.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Bo Nix got a little hair on
it. Okay. All right.
Who's he going to torch this weekend? Oh, the Jets.
The Jets.
Look out, Jets.
Yeah, I don't.
Bo Nix coming to town.
I don't feel good about it.
Doesn't Breece Hall always run like an 80-yard touchdown against the Broncos?
Probably. I don't want to tip my hand, but I...
Also touchdown, Barley?
I don't hate a Breece Hall. He's had a touchdown every game so far this year.
I think they played the Broncos twice in his career. I think he has like 280-yard touchdowns or something like that.
Have you guys been doing your research for the Bozo this week?
Yeah, I think I already have mine. I haven't fully
settled.
Yeah, my
research last week was, Andy Dalton's playing? Let me take that deal.
Well, it worked. I don't want to knock you off your normal stance.
First one in the show, Doc. You fill it out first. You get it.
I think Deontay Johnson is a good one for this week for Carolina.
Yeah, but that's what he's thinking back there. Look at him.
No, he just said Andy Dalton. You think he's going to scoot one in?
Oh, no, Andy Dalton is here.
I was playing because gotcha.
I was like Andy Dalton anytime. Wow.
That would be intense.
That was probably plus 1,000? Let's do that.
It might be.
That's got to be. Something tells me we're not going to get a lot of tails on that one, but hey,
no risk it, no biscuit.
That's a good point.
Wiggy already said he's going to do it the rest of the year, and I was like, Wiggy, I don't know how many more of these we're going to win. I'll be honest with you. It's worth a shot. We're going to bet them all the rest of the way.
We got a lot of winners out there. There are a lot of happy people with those bets.
And I think you were right. Like, if you have the bonus bet where, depending on whatever app you're using.
Oh, you sprinkle a bonus bet in every Friday.
Toss a bonus bet every Friday on the Bozo?
The apps are handing out bonus bets like you read about. Yep. Get in on a No Sweat Thursday night. Tonight, all the apps have it. There's No Sweats on Thursday night tonight.
I like a Lamb Neighbors anytime parlay.
Yeah, I told you. I already plunked out on that this morning.
That's smart.
And CD's like minus 150.
He is now?
Yeah, it's gone up a little bit from when you recommended it the other day.
I did give it out for free yesterday.
I think it was a free one. I think you moved that line.
My bad, guys. Hopefully you got in on it early.
I think you recommending that got that out there early.
That's the biggest lock of the year.
Well, speaking of Thursday Night Football, you do think there's stakes for Bill tonight?
I think it's one that he has his eye on for sure. One, because he has 8 jobs where he probably has to talk about the game. But two, these are two.
Yeah, that's the obvious.
Yeah, he kind of has to.
He's going to weigh in on the game. That's
true. These are two that pop up a lot. If you think Belichick's going to coach next year, and I don't think that's a lock, but if you do, everyone's like, the Giants make so much that he loves the Giants. He loves the Giants. Daboll's going to be gone. Daboll's going to be gone. He might love the Giants, but I don't think he loves the rebuild that's there. He's going to chase wins. I think he does want the win record. He obviously would love a deep playoff run and all that, and stick it to Robert Kraft. I think Belichick wants to do all that. I don't think you can do that with the Giants. I don't think you can do that with Danny Dimes. I think you could do that in Dallas. Not saying they win it, but I think it's already such a well-made roster that if you go from Mike McCarthy to Belichick, you win some games. So if the Cowboys fall to 1-3 with a loss to the Giants, I think Jerry Jones, I mean, Mike McCarthy is probably gone unless they win the Super Bowl anyway. But if they have a bad regular season, I mean, this talk and maybe even Jones talking to Belichick just to sort of get his appetite for it starts even sooner if they get off to a 1-3 start.
Well, and McCarthy may not survive the bye week if they don't turn Correct. Things around quickly. You lose to the Giants, then it's Pittsburgh, and I forget who it is
Detroit.
Again after that. Thank you. So tough games after that going into the bye week. They even win tonight and drop two in a row on the bye week.
Right.
You could be talking about firing McCarthy. I don't think Bill steps in midseason, but once that job is vacant, you better believe Jerry Jones is reaching out to Bill and talking about it. I think the loser of this game tonight is probably in the driver's seat to go get Bill. But you just said something interesting. Do you think Belichick cares more about sticking it to Kraft or cares more about the payday? Like, in other words, if he had the option between those two jobs.
He's getting paid, I think, a lot right now.
Okay, but let's say say the Giants are going to offer him 25 and the Cowboys are going to offer him 15 or something like that. Would he take the payday or would he take the opportunity to win and stick it to Kraft and justify going somewhere else and winning without Brady? Like, what's he more interested in?
I think sticking it to Kraft.
I think he's taking the payday.
Really? He's already got a ton of money, and he could make a ton of money.
He already has a ton of money. He's working 15 jobs right now.
And they're getting paid. Okay,
but like, he obviously wants the money.
Yeah. I mean, I think, but I don't, if he got the money and went 8-9, everyone's like, man, it really was Brady, and like Kraft was right to move on.
Oh, no, he could
hurt
himself.
I think that stings worse. Yeah,
do you think he has that self-awareness? Do you think he has that fear of failure? I'm not sure he does. I think he thinks he could go anywhere and turn it around. I think he thinks he was like a couple of bad breaks away from turning it around last year with the Patriots.
Yeah, I think he definitely thought that. I think after going 4-13, though, like I think that
you think he's been humbled
a little bit. Well, I mean, let's see. Like he
has crossed over to the media. That has to be on some level humbling.
He's on Instagram.
Yeah,
like that was not his plan a year ago.
He also is dating 20-year-olds. So like I don't know. Yeah. That might
jeepers creepers
might you know.
I know.
Skew your perspective on yourself a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe not as self-aware as I thought.
Not literally a 20-year-old, by the way. She's in her 20s.
She's 24. She can drink.
She's an old soul.
She can have an alcoholic beverage.
She's an old soul.
She's
very,
old soul.
Very mature.
Yeah. They both love soup.
All right. She feeds it to him sometimes.
It's like the Best in Show when Jennifer Coolidge's character is where the guy's like 110. She's like, I'm actually the one having to push him away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
It is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, where we bring you 60-60 Watch. Shohei Ohtani flew past 50-50. We are in the final week of the baseball season, Jones. The latest for Shohei Ohtani, 53 home runs, 56 stolen bases. He got a swipe last night.
Get swinging the lumber, Ohtani.
Yeah, he's got to get going.
What are you doing?
You got to pick it up.
He's running the running the bases, which is great.
Yep.
So he could get to 60 swipes. What is he at? He's got three more games?
He has three more games.
Yeah,
three more games.
Yeah. Billy's saying four.
Well, I'm being told four more games.
Home against the Padres tonight, three on the road in Colorado.
But does he play in
Colorado?
All those?
Get the ball. Humidor, let this guy hit some dingers.
I like that.
We want to see dingers.
Do we miss out on 60-60 because they rest him?
They better not rest this guy.
Not in Colorado.
Don't rest him.
Swing that lumber.
He's just a DH.
Swing it, Shohei.
Fans paid for it.
I want him to get the 50.
Fans paid for it.
I want him to go 55
paid for
it.
My tax dollar money paid for his contract.
I want the quad nickel. The double nickel. That's 55. What I want. 55-55.
Nobody's ever done that.
At least let him play. Just let him play Friday night in Colorado. Probably two home runs and then he's there. Right.
Great. I didn't kill my wife.
Grab Bag.
We're also the official show of the 40-40 Club.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot of 40-40. Only six members of the 40-40 Club, including Jose Canseco.
Ohtani definitely in it.
Ohtani's in the 50-50 Club. Ronald Acuna did it last year. So there's a big uptick in 40-40 participants.
Acuna, Matata.
A-Rod, Alfonso Soriano, and Barry Bonds.
Nice.
We could have another.
Oh?
Jose Ramirez from your Cleveland Guardians. With four games to play, 38 home runs, 40 steals. Two dong shy.
That's unbelievable. He's knocking on the door of a 40-40 year.
Quiet year.
Super
for Jose Ramirez.
Super quiet.
Oh, quiet.
The man deserves more respect.
I know. We're going to talk about it the rest of the week.
Yeah, well,
at least. We'll keep you abreast of the situation.
So today and tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay, good. We're a little late to the Jose Ramirez 40-40 watch. I guess you could do it again
Monday.
It
snuck up on even us. And we are all over the
44
And
no one watches it like us.
Nobody does.
No one.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Grab Bag?
All right, the Red Sox have officially been eliminated from the playoffs. We did talk about that a little bit earlier. Your up-to-date AL wild card standings. Royals and Tigers are the current wild card teams with the Twins. Two games out, Mariners 2.5. So Minnesota and Seattle are still alive. Obviously need a lot of help. But how about the AL Central out of nowhere, having like four of the six best teams in the American League?
I mean, the way baseball works, too. The Tigers are
beat up on the White Sox.
Yeah, the Tigers are
that helps.
Red hot.
120 losses. They've on a two-game heater.
Do you rule out...
Chicago White Sox have won two games in a row.
Do you rule out the Tigers could go on a run, like with Scooble, and get they've been red hot now for
definitely
a month plus? Like,
no,
that could be the team that comes out of nowhere and goes on a run now.
I subscribe to, if you make the baseball playoffs, you have as good a chance as anybody to win the World Series.
Keep an eye on them. Like, specifically the Tigers, because that's a team that passed you
Yeah.
From the trade deadline on.
In the high speed lane.
Yeah, where the Red Sox tanked again. They zoomed by in the high speed lane.
Yep.
And if they go on a run, that could have been you. Except you didn't do anything at the trade deadline. You decided to basically sit on your hands.
What are you talking about? They got two relievers who both sucked. They got a starter who sucked.
They didn't do enough at the trade deadline. Okay, they kind of fake were involved at the trade deadline. Take a look at the Tigers, because if they go on a run, that could have been you and you chose not to.
Grab bag.
Bruins Rangers tonight. You excited for that? Bees preseason game number 3.
My man Corpy's not playing.
No Corpy tonight. Yeah, he had 7 saves the other night. You
know what
him.
I say? No Corpy, no Jones.
All right, Jones is out. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Grab bag.
The Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark have been eliminated from the WNBA playoffs. They lost the first 2 games to the Connecticut Sun.
I'll tell you what they get in that WNBA.
What's that?
A lot of racist fans coming out of the woodwork. Like they had to kick this fan out last night. You see this?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's like, man, it's like Caitlin Clark has brought like all these eyeballs and attention to
stirred
the WNBA
up the whites a little bit.
But
it stirred
really,
up the whites.
It really got the whites going. Like it really did.
It's almost like they're like, you like Caitlin? I like Caitlin Clark, and the people are like, yeah, I know why. Like, cause she's good at basketball. Like, no, that's not it.
No,
we care about. Losers. Like, we care about this now. Like, why?
Like, why? Why is
she's
that?
She's a great white
player. No, that's like, my favorite sport now. So you're right. It's really gotten the whites going. It really has.
It's like a Hornets nest. I can't get enough of the WNBA now. It's like, knock it off.
Yeah, seriously.
Act normal. Yeah. Come on.
All right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up. This is my
grab bag.
Like shaking up a bottle of soda. Like, here they go. Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. We love Caitlin Clark. I gotcha. Yeah. No, I see you, man.
It's like, that's not why. Yeah, right. Sure it is. Derrick Rose has retired from the NBA.
Derrick Rose. Yeah, no, Gina, go on. You got it.
Gina, the Twitch chat, stirred up the whites. LMAO. Got them all fired up.
Yeah, whites really unified.
A lot of honkies in here.
Unified us.
I loved it.
Yeah. We've had it so bad for so long.
Yeah, right. It's been an uphill climb for us, Bill.
Yeah, that's true.
Derrick Rose, one-time MVP. Hell of a career.
The youngest MVP ever.
Youngest MVP ever. Had a myriad of injuries, but the guy is had a career. After 16 NBA seasons. Has announced his retirement. One of the great Memphis players of all time.
Yeah, who were you talking about the other day who was just woofing like gummy worms and gummy bears? Who was that?
DK Metcalf has quite a candy diet, evidently.
I think that was Derrick Rose.
Was it?
Derrick Rose had a...
He had something else,
too. Yeah, there was some off-court stuff going on that wasn't great.
Yeah.
That's true. But the man...
He
could play.
He was a fun player.
He was on those Cal-Memphis teams that were... Cal-Memphis team that should have won a title.
1 year. He was a one-and-done guy. But, yeah, they were there for sure.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
Grab bag.
Kareem Hunt is going to be back on the active Kansas City Chiefs roster this weekend. Of course, 6 years after he was cut by the team. And I think this was one of those examples of the video evidence is what made the Kansas City Chiefs. Because remember, right around the same time, I mean, this is the team that drafted Tyreek Hill.
Uh-huh.
There's so many stories about Tyreek Hill and all the different domestic abuse there. Kareem Hunt, they immediately cut him, but they stuck by Tyreek Hill. Now, they eventually traded him, but 6 years ago, Kareem Hunt was one of the best running backs in the league when he was on the Chiefs. He has been with the Browns, then he started the year out of the league. He signed to the practice squad, and now he's going to be back on the team this weekend.
So you're a Kareem Hunt fantasy owner, correct?
Yes.
So
I'm not playing.
No,
but I want to see what happens.
Exactly. This is like a watch and see what goes down. Carson Steele pretty good last week. P. Ryan didn't do much, so keep an eye on that. But it's weird they're back in that spot, but they're back in that spot.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
Austin Eckler out this Sunday for Washington when they take on the Cardinals. He has a concussion. So no Austin Eckler.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take
grab bag.
The Mr. McMahon Netflix documentary is out right now. It is 6 episodes. I watched the first 3 last night. I ripped through the first 3.
How long are these?
50 minutes, 55 minutes, give or take. I watched 3 of them. Billy, you watched 1.
Just the first one.
So they filmed all this stuff before, like, the biggest scandal. Vince has had several scandals, and they kind of go over them to this part. They're kind of right now telling you how he got into the business, how he sort of took the WWE from where it was and sort of turned it into what it became, the ups and downs and all that. I think it's good. I would also say, as somebody who watches every wrestling documentary out there, I've heard most of these stories 100 times.
Yeah, so this is more for like me. For you, not for Billy, for a wrestling aficionado, perhaps, but more for someone like me.
Because there's been like The Dark Side of the Ring is a documentary series that is fantastic, and they'll take any one, either a person or one story, and they'll do like an hour on it. So a lot of this so far has been like, they might do 5 minutes on a thing I've already seen an hour on. So I'm like, all right. Like, I'll watch the rest of it, but it's not. And maybe the last episode will be full of like new stuff, but I haven't really learned much. There's definitely a couple cool things. Like, me and Lanny were talking about, like, oh, that's neat.
If they
didn't know that, but
if they've kind of finished with a lot of information, it'd be like the reverse Dynasty.
Because
Dynasty kind of hit you. It started real hot.
I love the first two.
Yeah, and then from there you go, boy, I kind of knew a lot of this, and boy, they really glazed over that.
It
and
could be.
They could have spent a little more time on it. Yeah,
it could be a new new Dynasty,
could be.
Or anti Dynasty.
All right, Mr.
McMahon.
You
want to see crazy? I'll tell you.
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
All right, here we go. This is our random baseball player du jour. We're going to do it in the grab bag. And how about this? Nick and Billy, hope you're listening. I have a player in mind. I will give you hints, and you have to come up with the answer.
Okay.
All right, this player played from 1998 to 2013.
Okay.
Primarily a second baseman. If you want to take a couple stabs.
Jeff Kent.
No.
Scott Rowland.
Second base, primarily second base.
Brett Boone.
Nope, good guess.
Ooh.
Played with the Phillies, Tigers, Cardinals, and 1 year with the Marlins.
Okay, I was going to say Chase Utley, but no.
But Phillies, Tigers, Cardinals.
Dan Ugla.
No. Ooh. No, good one.
Ooh, pipes.
He was in there with Miami Moore. Was a two-time All-Star, a three-time Gold Glove.
Placido Polanco.
Correct.
Nice. Good job, Joe. Nice.
How about that?
Placido Polanco.
Yeah.
Two All-Stars seems a little high to me.
Yeah,
but
well, I got a good
07.
Yeah, I could swing the stick a little bit.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
He was a very useful player, Placido Polanco was.
No, I'd use him on an All-Star team. Two of them.
Grab bag.
It's
grab bag.
It's my
grab bag.
My
grab bag. How about Rob Brind'Amour, the Carolina Hurricanes coach, had his son on the team, Skyler Brind'Amour.
He had his son?
Had him. Coached him.
I see. That makes more sense.
He had him.
He had him.
He birthed him.
Modern
he
marvelous
had a
science.
Son and grew him up, and now he's playing on the team now.
So I mean, there's a Brind'Amour on the. So it's like a LeBron Bronny situation.
No.
Of the NHL.
Well, one's a coach.
Yeah, but it's similar.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a grab bag.
College football tonight, if you're interested, Army Temple. You in on that?
Probably.
Army?
I'm sure there's a bet I could plunk down on that. So
Sure.
Yeah.
Spreads, over-unders.
Look, I'll look it over after we get out of here. Sure.
Too much
grab bag.
Get on me. I can't breathe.
The Atlanta Falcons are wearing their red helmets this weekend. I'm excited about this. That is a good helmet.
Those look nice.
It's a good uniform and a good helmet.
I don't so much love the Lions uniforms they're rolling.
They're going the black uniforms. I don't care for that either.
Well, that don't.
Oh, sorry.
Don't.
The Caitlin Clark people are all fired up now. I'll tell you what game I'm not watching.
You're like, okay, the Lions?
That second Monday Night Football game. Not for me.
No, but the red Falcons,
they look real nice. I don't know if they're going white jersey, black jersey, red jersey, but either way, the red helmet pops.
I'm saying, I think they should go at least with a red jersey. Yeah. I don't know what you do with
pants? Just go red top to bottom?
All red.
It's too much.
Too much red?
Yeah, you can't have that much.
All right.
You got to complement it with the white or the black, I think.
Okay.
So there you go. There's a very successful edition of
grab bags.
Ooh, just in time for the spooky season.
Should I keep a random play to myself for this grab bag thing? Because one just popped into my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike Devereaux.
Mike Devereaux.
The only reason he jumps out to me is because he would chew gum, and every muscle in his face would flex. While
he's like a Joe Mazzulla.
Like a Mazzulla.
Yeah, like a maniac. Missoula
gum chomper. Yeah,
the Mike maniac. Devereaux.
That's a good one. I like
real
that.
Real nice.
That's fun.
Devereaux.
I could have sworn when he said a random Oriole, I'm like, got to be like a John Jaha type.
John Jaha was had that one good year with the A's.
I thought it was going to be a guy slugging more dingers than Mike Devereaux, I feel like, wasn't.
I wouldn't believe her. Jim Johnson, didn't he have like a 50-save season?
I think Jim Johnson did have a ton of saves one
year. Nice. Yeah, he'd save you a game.
Yeah.
Since they needed
John Jaha was in the home run derby when his hair at Fenway.
Really?
He was the year that like McGuire and Griffey stole the show?
I believe he was with the Brewers.
A's Orioles. Brewers.
He bounced around a bit. Yeah.
Teammate of Ricky Bonus, maybe. Probably not.
Probably not.
I don't know if that aligns. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line, see what WEEI Afternoons has coming up with Arcan and Hart. We'll find out next.
Was this a take that Shine passed along from one of your buddies, Keith, that Blink-182 is a one-hit wonder? Technically, I guess they are. So Davey Eyeballs was on Jason Rossi's old podcast, the now defunct Pop Culture Pile Driver podcast, and they were doing a draft of one-hit wonders. And so Davey was like, all right,
Blink-182.
No, he goes, what's your definition of one-hit wonders? And Ross is like, well, just use whatever you want it to be. And he's like, okay, that's not very well defined. So he just looked up, you know, top 40 was a hit. And if you base it off of top 40, then Blink-182's only had one top 40 song.
Wow.
So therefore, I guess they would qualify.
Okay. So that was their chart topper, if you were.
Yeah, because they were arguing over like some other like one hit wonder, and I think Courtney was like, no, they had a second hit. So Shine was like, all right, I'll play this. And then that, I'm sure, sparked quite a debate.
Okay.
Yes.
So there you go. By the way, it's the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99. You can visit the Nines for their new $14.99 big deal meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. Yum. You gotta love the Nines. You worried about these Joro spiders, their heart? You hear about this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You heard about it, or yes, you're worried about it?
I always listen to you guys on my way in.
Thank you.
Of course.
Nice. I like that.
So I heard about it, and I just had to. It's a lengthy drive.
It's a lot of listening.
Yeah. It is.
Were you texting the text line with random baseball players like Wiggy was?
No. Okay. I was driving.
Well, smart man.
So was Wiggy.
Wiggy's probably at Foxwoods, isn't he? Or maybe he came home. Apparently, he lost his shirt last night.
Really?
Yeah, he lost a lot.
On what?
I think blackjack.
Oh, yeah, that can go bad quickly.
He said he lost 500. He admitted to losing 500. Greg was like, you told me 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. No,
and you just told everybody else, Greg.
You double it. You got to double. If you say I lost 500, but like when my wife goes, how much you lose on that bet, I at least cut it in half, maybe more than that. Yeah.
But blackjack at those places, when you do like those $25 minimums,
you're out.
You can blow through. You can make money quickly, too. True. If you hit a hot streak, you can make a lot of money, but you can lose it quick. What was the question?
The spiders.
Oh, it's about the spiders.
Yeah, you guys screwed Lanny.
I like the gambling.
What do you guys screwed Lanny? He had an elite line, and I already said, you guys didn't, when they were talking about the lone spider, and he goes, Rambo. And you guys just like kept going and ignored it.
That's
it was
not true.
A great
line. I laughed at that. That's not true.
You didn't sell it.
I pulled the tape. I
didn't sell it. Nope, I didn't care for it. But I also don't believe you. A spider the size of your palm is walking across your couch.
Crawls across the table right here.
Like right between you and your daughter while you're eating dinner.
Don't care.
Have I ever lied to you?
Then he digs across so many times, I imagine. He digs across a garter snake outside and he screams and runs away. Yeah.
So ask yourself this. Why would I admit to being deathly afraid of snakes and then try to be the tough guy about spiders?
Because
I'm just not that scared of spiders.
Because now you're so, you don't want gifts of spiders. That's why. Because now you get sent gifts of snakes because everyone knows you're terrified of it. And now if you're like, I'm afraid of spiders too, gifts of spiders.
I'm terrified of clowns.
Yeah.
And the dentist.
You already said all these, though.
It's also,
I would happily add another one.
Okay, but now the spider just got here. Now you're like, I don't want to.
And it's also not just about the actual animal. Like, you're in your home, so you think, well, the only people that move around in here are us and the dog. So anything else that's moving around.
What if the Joro spider could take your dog down? It could definitely take down mine.
Oh, Harrow could take it. Harrow would love it.
My toothless 20-pound, 12-year-old dog, it could take that
down. We have different dogs.
Yeah.
Mine's a real athlete.
I've seen him.
He can scoot. He's old, but he can run still. Like
short
legs,
but they move.
No, I think there's a big difference between being startled. I wouldn't. If all of a sudden you're in your house and like a big giant bug shows up, you could be startled.
But then you're not
like scared and like screaming and running into another room.
Of a spider the size of your palm?
I go get like a broom and stuff them.
Oh,
like,
now there's guts everywhere?
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be messy. Well,
it's probably got eggs and then they all just like scurry out. Yeah, exactly.
Well, when it explodes, it turns into other spiders. Yeah. You ever seen those clips?
Yeah, I've seen those movies, yeah.
So what are we doing?
About terror. Like,
I would not squish it. I would get like those like.
What would you do?
You know, those like grabber things?
PETA over here. He'd like move them right out of the house.
I've done that with bats. I used to live in in a house with bats.
Yeah, you don't want to squish a bat.
It's actually illegal.
Vampire blood everywhere.
It's like illegal to kill a bat.
Is it
like
really?
Protected. Yeah.
Well, and they
called an exterminator. He's like, I can't do that.
In the state or like, it's like a federal crime?
Transylvania.
The state. You know, this liberal state. You can't even kill a bat if you want to in your own home.
Massachusetts? Can't even take out a bat.
All because of Arkin, the liberal.
That's right. I guess. So what? So you can't kill a bat?
I don't believe so, no. That's why, like,
I never have.
They put up a bat house and they try to lure them to sleep in the bat house, not your house. That's how they get them out, but they can't kill them. I used to kill them.
You used to kill bats?
Statute of limitations.
How often
I've listened to RFK,
bats?
The statute
how?
Of spray them with ammonia that drops them to the ground, then you beat them with a broom or a shovel.
You
or...
rip their head off like Ozzy Osbourne.
This was a thing every summer. I grew up in like an old farmhouse.
Sound like RFK.
I guess.
And once the breeding cycle, the parents kick the baby bats out, like once they're teenagers or whatever.
When they're 18.
Like, you're not sleeping here anymore.
Yeah,
good. So then instead of being in like
you go to prep school.
Bats are onto something.
Bats are scary. They move quick in the air. You got to get them to the ground because then you're okay.
And it's not like a normal flight pattern.
No.
They're kind of herky-jerky.
Well, because it's like their sonar. They're bouncing it off the walls and they're figuring out their late corrections.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, way too unpredictable.
A bat dive bombed my cousin once when we were playing basketball.
See, that is a little different.
It was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, because anything. If you throw a tennis ball, they'll go after it. Yeah, so, like, anything that moves, they go after it.
Yeah.
But when that's in your living room, like when you're watching TV, it's
creepy. Wait, if you throw a tennis ball, they'll go after it?
Yeah, yes.
Anything.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a tennis ball. You could use baseball, softball, football.
Huh.
Whatever you have.
What about, like, a golf ball?
Nerf ball.
If you throw your child up in the air.
Medicine ball.
They'll go after it.
Wow. I don't know how strong you are. You're like James Harrison, throw a medicine ball up there.
I gotta be honest, I could go for more bat talk. What do you guys have coming up on the show today?
Tommy Kern at 3:30. Yeah. Also, we have for the first time, or the last time, I guess, we talked to Alex Corey yesterday.
Yes.
And we will have our eulogy, basically, for the Boston Red Sox.
Some of us have developed into sock sniffers.
You are a big fan, huh?
I'm also labeling myself a sock sniffer
now.
Eliminated. Breslow and Cora have me stoked for the offseason.
He is a sucker.
Breslow does?
Saying,
Did you hear him today?
I did hear him.
He was as excited as a geek can get on the radio.
Yeah, I guess.
That might be true. Okay, so that's coming your way here on WEEI Afternoons. Some Red Sox talk. Tommy Curran. More bat talk.
You want more bats?
Yeah.
I'll give you more bats.
Bat talk. Joro spider talk.
Bat talk. Yes. Every bat I've killed, I'll tell you the tale.
He's just haunted by
they
bats for the
tails.
Rest of his life. Just follow
they
him
teeth,
around.
They little teeth.
They do have little teeth.
Yeah. Whenever he smells ammonia, he gets like flashbacks to the barn.
All right, that's next on WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. It's a busy Patriots Friday.
Jam-packed.
We think. What's his name? Springer?
Jeremy Springer.
Jeremy
Special
Springer.
Special teams coordinator.
We think
Come
him.
On.
TBD.
He's going to be thrilled to join us now.
Good friend of the show.
Yep.
Patriots player as well. TBD on
Lou
that.
Lou Maloney. Week in review. Four pack.
Keys
to the Niners.
Week in review. Yeah. Okay. A lot of stuff tomorrow. That's a 10. Stay tuned for it.
All right, parents. It's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.